This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, with America's favorite capitalist evangelist and conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Now, it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, in-your-face anti-tax warrior, American Made, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio, Newsmax TV in hour number 3, as well as USA Radio in that third hour. Very proud to be on both national radio and TV. Very few hosts in this country can claim that. And so we're back with you for the first week of April. Hope everyone had a happy Easter and a happy Passover. And we're back to another big news day in Trump land. It's great to be alive in Trump land. It's great to be a late-night comedian. It's great to be a radio talk show host or a TV talk show host. Never has there been a better president than Donald Trump for any of us that are in the news business. It is just it's just always great stuff in the news. So as an example today, all you've heard for the last year and a half is Trump is the most unpopular guy ever running for president. Then he was the most unpopular ever as president in his first month, in his first week. Then he was the most unpopular president's first year, the most unpopular president's second year, and they say that with such casualness. It's the same way I've criticized for 8 years under Obama. Every article said, even though we've been in a six-year economic recovery, things still aren't that good. No, if things aren't good for the whole 8 years of a president, then the president sucks, and it's not good. In other words, the Wall Street Journal said it was the worst recovery in 75 years. You know what you call the worst recovery in 75 years? A freaking Great Depression. Everything is in the way you say it in life. You know, it's the same reason liberals want to be called progressives, not communists, because they're all communists. Go look at the Communist Manifesto, then go look at the Communist Party of America website, and it matches up exactly with everything liberals want. They're communists, but that's a bad word, because communists murdered 100 million people. So they don't want to be communists, they want to be progressives. They want to be liberals. They want to be socialists. No, they never want to be Marxists or communists. Same thing. It's the exact same thing. They have all the same goals. They believe in all the same things. So it's always the way you say something that matters, even though two people could be saying the same thing. One says it differently, and that one's more popular. And so everybody for 8 years said we were in an economic recovery, and they said it so casually, and it was a lie. Obama produced the worst GDP, which is the only economic measurement of the economy I know, since the Great Depression, and it was actually worse by an important measure than the Great Depression. But nobody ever said that. And then today they all say casually, Trump's the most unpopular president ever. Meanwhile, Rasmussen today says Donald Trump hits 50% approval rating. 50% approved of likely voters, 49% disapproved. Do you realize the key saying there? Likely voters. All the other polls, A, oversample Democrats, and B, they only sample registered voters. They don't ask if you're actually likely to vote or not. And if you voted in the last election, if your answer is I'm not likely to vote and I didn't vote in the last election, we don't care what you think. You don't matter. You're meaningless. They don't want to say that. That would be politically incorrect. Rasmussen is the only one that polls only likely voters, and they're the only ones that predicted the election right. They said Trump was dead even with Hillary the entire last month, and they were exactly right, and Trump wins. No one else thought he had a chance. No one else had him even within a shouting distance. So now they show that he's got 50% for him and 49% against him. He's got the lead. Trump's remarkable milestone occurs in the second year of his presidency. In the second year of Obama's, on the same date, April 2nd, he was at 46%. When did you ever hear during Obama's presidency that Obama was unpopular or the most unpopular president ever? And yet Trump is 4 points ahead of Obama. As a matter of fact, my boy Matt Drudge, I love Matt Drudge. I love the Drudge Report, my favorite. number one, always will be. Gateway Pundit, Zero Hedge, Breitbart are all great websites. My site, Root for America, Fox News, great websites. But the number one, you know, of all time, the granddaddy of them all, like the Rose Bowl, is the Drudge Report. And Matt Drudge taunts Obama after President Trump's approval rating tops Obama by 4 points at the same time his presidency. Barack Hussein Obama at 46%. Drudge taunted him. He put up a tweet that says Obama at 46% on April 2nd, 2010. Trump beats 50%. So that's their version of the taunt, but that's fine. Can you imagine if Trump's poll numbers, what they would be if 90% of media coverage wasn't horribly negative? You're talking about a guy who the media has rated 90% plus against him. 90's on the low side. Every study I've seen is 93, 92, 94% of everything said about Trump in the media is negative, and he's at 50% higher than Obama. Can you imagine? And then at the same time that comes out, just to show the insanity of liberals, the cover story, the cover of New York Magazine depicts Trump as a pig. It's Donald Trump's face with a giant pig nose. Do you understand how mentally disturbed liberals are? They're just really screwed up people, you know? They really are. There's certain words you can't say on the radio. I'll just say mentally screwed up people. But there's a certain F word that really deserves to be said when you're talking about something like this. Liberals are really F screwed up people. I'll say it that way. Because just mentally ill. Can you imagine If I did a magazine cover of the first black president, Barack Obama, with a pig face? Or, I don't know, I could use other animals, too. Can you imagine if I used the other animals I'm thinking of? Can you even imagine if some sort of disgusting racist depiction was made of Barack Obama? And I'm a conservative telling you that would be disgusting. That would be racist, right? That's what everyone would say. So why is it racist to show a white Republican president with an animal face? Why isn't that racist? It's only racist when you do it to a black president? It's disgusting either way. You don't do things like that to the President of the United States. That's a disgrace and disrespect to the greatest office in the greatest country in world history, blessed by God. It's just disgusting. And this is why liberals think they're winning, but they're not. They're losing. Roseanne, you think liberals are winning? She got 18.2 million viewers last Sunday. I haven't seen ratings yet for this Sunday, but her entire show last week was not just the 18 million live on the night of the show. It's also who tuned in for the repeats, right? That you could see, let's see, in places like TiVo and ABC Streaming and other services, they gained more viewers. So altogether, 25 million total viewers showed up for Roseanne. It was already renewed. Unheard of. After one episode, renewed. And so ABC is just making a fortune off Donald Trump viewers. Isn't that ironic? The additional multi-million viewers made the Roseanne reboot the largest three-day delayed viewer increase in television history. In television history! The average viewership for Roseanne after 3 days of delayed viewing jumped to 25.04 million total viewers. In adults, she had a 2.1 ratings points. That was the biggest ever playback increase for a comedy premiere on any network and the best for any comedy telecast since one episode in 2015, The Big Bang Theory. So she now stands at a rating of 7.3, which, if you understand TV, is huge. So New York Magazine shows Trump with a pig face. Roseanne says, I love Trump on TV, and she gets the biggest show in the history of television. I think I know which group is killing themselves, which group is going to lose elections, not win elections. Here's a new poll, 77%. Do you ever see Americans agree on 77% of anything? 77% believe traditional media is guilty of fake news. See? We're winning. That's what scares Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube. All these young punks. Liberal, young, biased, prejudiced, racist against white people punks. They hate the fact that no one is believing the mainstream media or the Silicon Valley high-tech world anymore. Why would you believe them? They lie about everything, and 77% believe traditional media guilty of fake news. I don't know what the percentage is for Silicon Valley and the tech gurus, but at this point, if people are awake, it would be like 98% should believe that you're getting nothing but fake news from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Nothing but biased liberal fake news. We'll get into all of this throughout the show. I'm just trying to give you a run-through of all the big news stories. The biggest news story of the day, other than Trump's great new ratings, would have to be this caravan of creeps, of illegal creeps from Central America creeping towards America, daring us to stop them. Well, Donald Trump, here's where the rubber meets the road. You've got to stop them or your whole presidency will be a joke. You can't let them in the country. We know that Obama would have welcomed them in and handed them American flags as their feet crossed the border, along with free vouchers for all the free lawyers they want and all the free food they want and all the free apartments they need and all the rent and everything else they need. You know, he'd give them everything, a little goodie basket. He did that for years. I'm not joking. You got a goodie basket when you cross the border. You made it to America. That's it. You're in. And you get a lawyer assigned to help you stay in. And Donald Trump cannot let these people put their feet across the border. Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen, Kirstjen Nielsen, says we're exploring all options on the illegal migrant caravan. She spoke out on Twitter Monday afternoon today about the illegal migrant caravan. It's about 1,500 people, is my understanding, racing through Mexico. Nobody's stopping them. I mean, at this point, there's several things you could do. I believe you should call out the United States military. Now, is that legal in the Constitution? I don't know. I have no idea. I think military could protect the border. I know the National Guard's legal. Let's call it the National Guard. Or number two, amass every single border guard in the nation practically in one spot where they're headed for, along with drones. And you'll know exactly where they are, and you'll stop them. And helicopters, and whatever else you need. But also, there's a simpler way. Mexico is allowing them to... What if we allowed every Mexican in America to walk through the heartland of America towards Canada and let them all walk over the Canadian border? Do you think Canada would accept that? Do you think they'd say that's okay? Because all you have to do now is put your foot down and just wipe Mexico out. And don't misquote me, right-wing watch or any of you crazy liberals. I don't mean wipe them out, like kill them. I don't mean physically murder them or anything like that. I mean financially wipe out Mexico. I believe we give them $300 million a year in military aid. Oops, all gone. I'm sure we give them billions in other aid. Oops, all gone. And I'm also sure that there's many other economic ways to inflict massive pain on Mexico, including NAFTA. President Trump mentioned that. Let's just wipe NAFTA out. Goodbye. Mexico will be gone overnight. It will be a nightmare. Wipe them out. Bankrupt them if they keep this going. And I'm telling you, they'll stop it. They'll stop it. They'll pull short of disaster. We'll be right back. War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the low spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout. War.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root's in the war zone. Your warlord in the war zone. That's what some of my listeners have been telling me to start using that terminology. I don't know. It sounds a little corny to me. I don't know. Am I the warlord? I don't know. But I am the warrior, because the word warrior, the root, as it were, the root of warrior is war. I'm a warrior. Wayne Allyn Root. Born with that name in 1961 at Mount Vernon Hospital. Proud to say. David and Stella Root named me Wayne Allyn Root. And so not a stage name, not a fake name. That's the real thing. I really am war. So, listen, here's the thing. You got to understand that it's important in radio to say nice things about your sponsors. Sometimes listeners don't understand that. They're like, wait, we want you to talk about just the news, not just your sponsors. But I have to plug the sponsors. If they don't write the checks, there is no show, and the rest of you don't get to listen to it for free. And that's why I always try and say marvelous things about the people who write the checks. Think about all the problems Fox News is having keeping sponsors. And it's because they have all these mainstream companies on Fox News who actually, I don't know if it's true they get both conservatives and liberals buying from them, but they certainly in their minds think they have both buying from them. The people on my show are relying only on conservatives. You know, I don't have people that have liberal customers, so I have much more loyal advertisers because they rely, you know, when you talk about gold companies, when you talk about guns, when you talk about the things that sell on my show, tax lawyers, it's all, you know, all of it, literally all of it is about conservative customers. So we have these great, great sponsors. This show is brought to you by Tangible Investments. They're the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible not only will send you a free package about a guide to investing in precious metals, but will send you a free coin, an American Silver Eagle coin that's big and beautiful and bold and brassy and really a beautiful, beautiful coin that's worth about $20 based on gold prices, on silver prices, the silver coin, American Silver Eagle. And your kids will love it, and especially if they're young, it'll start their coin collection. So it's great stuff. So call right now. The first 100 will get their free American Silver Eagle. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. 800-780-9000. Now, this is the point in the show where I always say it's the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in America. I can't do that today because this should be the last day ever we don't take calls. Tomorrow, the phone company's promising and swearing the phones will be up, and we'll be back and able to take as many calls as we want tomorrow. Mañana. Let's hope it's tomorrow. Worst case, Wednesday. When I heard the phone company said Tuesday, I've always aimed for Wednesday. But they do swear tomorrow it'll be okay. So either tomorrow or Wednesday, we're back to taking all your phone calls, and I'll go overboard and take, like, nonstop phone calls, okay? We also want to remind you, we're coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. KBET, by the way, founded, owned, operated by Edward Stolz, the great Ed Stolz, who gave me my start in radio. Thank you, Ed Stolz. My website, RootForAmerica.com, and you can reach me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. So this caravan is coming from Central America, mostly Honduras, but I'm sure it's picking up Mexicans all along the way. At every stop, Mexicans are going, why are you going to America? I could join, too. And so they're getting in the caravan. I'm sure it'll be 10,000 by the time it gets to the American border. It's been about 1,500, but who says it's not going to be 10,000? And they all think they can walk right in the country and boom, they get assigned a lawyer. And you, the taxpayer, have to pay for it. This is what's happened in America. Donald Trump and I have the exact same way of seeing this, vision of what's going on. And what it is this is Democrats' attempt to turn America into a very liberal nation, a socialist nation, a nation filled with foreigners who don't care about anything that was done in 1776. They don't care about the Founding Fathers. They don't care about the U.S. Constitution. They don't care about the Bill of Rights. They don't care about anything. They just want their money. They just want their welfare checks. They just want free stuff. And so, you know, she's exploring, Kirstjen Nielsen, our Homeland Security Secretary, any and all options about this caravan. First of all, you got to cut off Mexico at the knees, as I was saying when we went to break. She says, working with Mexican officials to address the yearly illegal alien caravan, exploring all options. I echo POTUS's demand for Congress to address outdated and dangerous immigration loopholes. The system is broken. The traffickers, TCOs, and others know how to exploit our laws. We need to get smarter. We need to get tougher. Exploring all options to protect the homeland. Nielsen met in Mexico with government officials last week as the caravan was making its way through Mexico with the assistance, here's the important word, the assistance of the Mexican government, but made no statement about it. It took her boss, Donald Trump, speaking out over the weekend and Monday to take action. And what Trump said was, our country is being stolen. It's being stolen by foreigners. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump today praised the state of the nation's economy at the annual White House Easter egg roll. The president also spoke about DACA, and as you listen to the president, you can hear who he blames on a DACA deal not being done.
The Democrats have really let them down. They've really let them down. They had this great opportunity. The Democrats have really let them down. It's a shame. And now people are taking advantage of DACA, and that's a shame. It should have never happened.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 458 points to close the day at 23,644. Herman Cain joined Fox News to talk about why he believes the market drop and what this all really means.
I think that this is all normal because those people that do day trading and trade on the short term, that's what's driving these fluctuations that we are seeing.
The S&P also dropped 2.2%. This is USA Radio News.
We're with Stephanie Oswald. She is the editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine, international travel expert. What other kind of good tips do you have to make the traveling go just that much easier?
I've got some tips for you on how to book an unforgettable journey, how to prepare for the unexpected, and also how you can turn everyday spending into free travel. I think when it comes to spring break, people are looking for some unique places to stay. Mm. And I've got somewhere for you to go if you want to get inspired. There's a list that just came out. It's called Book the U.S. And this is a list that Booking.com put together about these great places all over the USA and Washington, D.C.
Where can we go to find out more information?
Sure. Well, we put all these tips together for you in one place. It's BetterStuffForLife.com. And if you're not already registered for the free digital issue of Travel Girl, you want to go to Travel Girl, Inc., Travel Girl, I-N-C.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Download the Conservative Warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root of War Now. We'd like to welcome you. Blue Blocker's back to the show, too. So we've got two new advertisers this month in the month of April, both Blue Blocker and Bullet Blocker, but let's stick to one at a time. We'll get to Blue Blocker in a little while. But Bullet Blocker is a new advertiser, and sometimes you find a product and you just go, wow, why didn't I think of that? And this guy, Joe Curran, is the guy who is the founder and CEO of Bullet Blocker. He's trained as an Army Ranger. He's a former deputy sheriff. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. And now Joe has built a super successful, made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. It's not just for children, it's for the whole family, but he specializes in children going back to school to keep them safe. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com, enter code WAR to save 10%, and go to bulletblocker.com. It's that simple. Bulletblocker.com. You've got all these cool clothing and vests and briefcases and things that you put inside a student's notepad inserts, and you hold them up, and bullets bounce off it to save your kid's life. But the most important product was the first one he ever invented, backpacks. And we're so proud to have him on the show as an advertiser now. Go to bulletblocker.com. 10% off when you enter promo code WAR. Bulletblocker.com. Welcome to the show. Speaking of welcome to the show, we've got a guest now, Christina Martin. She's an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation. Her focus is on protecting individual rights and property rights. Christina Martin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on your show.
So I get all these notes before a show, but I have hundreds of notes before a show. So you're going to have to fill me in, Christina. We're talking about a specific Supreme Court case involving property rights abuse. Nick versus Scott Township, Pennsylvania. It's about a lady named Rose Mary Nick. She owns and lives on 90 acres in Scott Township in rural eastern Pennsylvania. And what's happening? Is the government, like, taking away her property rights? Tell us about it.
That's exactly right. So Rosemary owns a farm in rural Pennsylvania, and the local government decided to pass an ordinance that allowed people to go onto her property and invade her property without paying for that right. And she tried to, you know, seek justice and go to court, and she couldn't get, even though the Fifth Amendment protects her rights, she couldn't get her day in court. And so we're going to the U.S. Supreme Court. Pacific Legal Foundation is representing her, and we are hoping to get this terrible decision that treats Fifth Amendment rights, your right to just compensation when government takes your property. We're hoping to get that right treated the same as all your other constitutional rights.
So they took away her property one day she was living on it, and then the government said, sorry, it's ours now?
They didn't take it away from her. Rather, they said that the public could enter onto her property, and in fact, if she didn't make it a welcoming place for the public to come any day of the week and visit her property, they could fine her up to $600 per day. And the reason is...
I was just going to say, this has something to do with graves on her property. Did I read that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the state of Pennsylvania has never had a law banning something called backyard burials. And so a lot of properties in Pennsylvania have a burial site here and there. She's on a 90-acre farm where she raises cattle and other livestock. And, you know, so the local government passed this ordinance that said their government officials could invade her property and go snoop around and look for stones and grave sites. And then if they found anything that they thought looked like one, then anybody could enter into her property 7 days a week, and she'd have to make it hospitable for them and maintain it like a cemetery.
That's
they
amazing.
Found a few stones, and they decided it was a cemetery.
That's amazing.
And, yeah, it's incredible.
Thank God for the Pacific Legal Foundation. I'm going to make a great assumption here. I'm assuming that you take some of these cases pro bono. Is that right?
That's right. Pacific Legal Foundation, we represent all of our clients for free, and we're representing Rosemary for free. And, of course, the Constitution is very clear that the local government can't do this sort of thing. In fact, the appellate court in this case said We think this law is constitutionally suspect, and we advise the local government to abandon it. But they didn't abandon it, and so we had to go up to the Supreme Court and ask them to open the courthouse doors to takings plaintiffs so that they could actually enforce their rights. It shouldn't just be letters on, in the Constitution. It should actually have the force of being able to go to federal court and enforce your rights.
Got it. And so, but why didn't the federal court hear her case? I don't understand. Why wouldn't they hear it?
Well, that's what we've been asking for years. There's a terrible case called Williamson County that was decided about 30 years ago. And what it said was that you can't bring your federal takings claim in federal court, even though you can bring any kind of constitutional claim in federal court. You have to take that to state court. And what ends up happening a lot of times is property owners get bounced around, or the state court doesn't recognize their property rights, and they end up never getting to vindicate their constitutional rights in the first place. So we're asking the Supreme Court to overturn that terrible precedent, and are very excited that they decided to grant review in this case, because that means they're willing to reconsider whether the federal courthouse door should be open to takings plaintiffs.
Fantastic, fantastic. I don't know if you saw, we don't speak before these interviews. I'm too busy to do any prep time. I'm just too busy getting the show ready. So I haven't spoken to Christina off of mic, and so I'm hitting her with this kind of, out of the blue. But I'm assuming you must have seen there was an article in the news that reminds me of a case you guys would be involved in. It's a landlord in New York City in front of a Brooklyn court because he has a huge property. I think it's like 20 buildings, a big development. And there was graffiti all over them, and he painted over the graffiti, and the graffiti artist sued him for destroying their works of art, and the Brooklyn jury awarded them $6.7 million. The landlord has got to pay $6.7 million because he didn't ask their permission to cover up their ugly, disgusting graffiti. I think, speaking of what does a decision mean to property owners, things like this and like your case that we're talking about here today, Nick versus Scott Township, Pennsylvania, property owners are going to have no rights left. The person who writes graffiti, disgusting, insulting graffiti on your wall, what if you're Jewish and they put a Nazi swastika? If you cover it over, you're sued because you tried to take a swastika off your building? This is insanity, Christina.
That's an outlandish situation, and property owners should absolutely have the right to paint their own buildings without being afraid of government-imposed fines or ridiculous lawsuits that would try to stop them from being able to choose the color of their building or paint over somebody else's graffiti or frankly, artwork.
Graffiti to me is damaging a building. That's what graffiti is. You're damaging. You're not beautifying. You're uglifying. I know there's no such word. But you're making my building ugly and disgusting. It's a sign of us living in a disgusting slum. I mean, when I drive in Los Angeles, in the old days when I lived in L.A., I would drive down the street, and alongside the highway, you'd see buildings in a bad neighborhood. What was the sign? You're in a bad neighborhood. The buildings were right up against the highway, and there was graffiti all over the buildings. You immediately knew it was a disgusting neighborhood. You couldn't walk at night. You knew people lived in those apartments. We're living miserable lives, prisoners at night in their own apartments. Graffiti is a way of destroying people's, kind of beauty of where you live. To color it over, paint it over, and have somebody sue you means the next time someone defaces your car or your private home, they're going to say they have a right to keep that graffiti on your car or your home, and you have to ask their permission to take it off.
Well, I haven't heard about the case, but I can say even if it were a beautiful piece of art, even if it were Van Gogh, obviously you don't have the right to go paint that on somebody else's building.
And the person who owns the building has a right to decide whatever he wants to erase it, of course. So some jury in Brooklyn actually decided, Christina Martin of the Pacific Legal Foundation, they made the decision that this was protected under some sweeping art law, that protects amazing art in New York City. And actually the judge was going to set it aside. He said, give me the weekend to think about it. And the liberal Democratic judge came back on that Monday after they'd made the ruling on a Friday. And he said, I've decided to enforce the $6.7 million fine. You just hear this stuff and you go, wow, no wonder everyone's leaving New York and California. I mean, it's scary. It really is.
Good grief.
Good grief, exactly. So tell us what this ruling in your case, Nick versus Scott Township, could mean for property owners across the country. What does it mean for the average person listening right now who owns a piece of commercial property or a piece of, or just a home or a piece of land?
It would mean that you have the ability to actually enforce your Fifth Amendment constitutional right when local government or state government takes your stuff. And right now, it's very difficult to be able to actually get your day in court, and this would go a long ways to you being able to actually get in court and have your case heard rather than thrown out as being in the wrong court or on through procedural tricks. You know, some local government attorneys have been clever, and somebody files their claim in state court, the government attorney removes it to the federal court where it can't be, and then that court dismisses it. And it costs people a lot of money and makes it very difficult for them to enforce their constitutional rights.
All right, scary stuff. Very glad that we've got the Pacific Legal Foundation out there protecting many of us pro bono. We thank Christina Martin for coming on the show. Christina, how do people find out more about the Pacific Legal Foundation if they need it?
PacificLegal.org, and you can read all about this case and other cases, including some artwork cases protecting an individual's right to paint their own home, on our website.
I may have a very unique case that I'm going to bring to you very soon, so we'll see. Pacific Legal, did you say .com or .org? What is it?
.org.
PacificLegal.org. You may be hearing from Wainwright. We'll see. We'll be back to you on that one. Christina Martin, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. When we come back, so much more to talk about. I want to tell you what Donald Trump said, urging Congress to pass new border laws because our country is being stolen. And there's no question, liberals want to steal the country, fill it with foreigners, illegal foreigners, who can then vote all of us out of office. Crazy stuff. You can't even believe it. Wouldn't you call someone like that a traitor? I do. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
War. Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root's Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Another one of the great sponsors of my show is Liberty Health Share, and it's more than just a sponsor, because I'm a member of Liberty Health Share. I've joined Liberty Health Share. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. So I got rid of Aetna at $2,000 a month. It paid for nothing, and I picked up Liberty Health Share as my way of taking health care into my own hands, taking care of my children. My four kids are all insured in a way. It's not insurance, by the way. It's not insurance. The word health insurance is not what this is. It's an alternative to health insurance, but my kids are under the umbrella of Liberty Health Share. Like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. No network, so you choose your doctor and your hospital. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. I saved about $18,000 last year. I'll save about $18,000 this year. So they've saved me $36,000 in a 2-year period. Could you use $36,000? That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month instead of what I was paying, $2,000 with Aetna, and they were covering nothing. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty Healthcare, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthcare.org. All right, some other things in the news. I told you I'd talk to you about President Trump. He tweeted Monday about the lax U.S. border laws that have helped facilitate the illegal migrant caravan, with the migrants knowing U.S. law forbids Border Patrol from stopping the invasion. Can you imagine how insane our laws are? The agents must let the migrants in, and then they must detain them for processing. Why couldn't you just send them home? You could either not let them in the first place, or just the minute you walk over the border, I arrest you and I send you right back. No, you can't do that by law. Scott Campbell says, beautiful, immigration agents abandoned their posts as 1,500 people in a refugee caravan, mainly from Honduras, crossed into Mexico from Guatemala yesterday with a goal to reach the U.S. I don't know who Scott Campbell is, but he's nobody good, obviously. Beautiful, he says. Video of the Mexican government allowing the migrant hordes to illegally cross the border from Guatemala. So obviously there's a video of it. Trump called on Mexico to stop the caravan before it reaches the U.S. border. Mexico, he says, Trump says, has the absolute power not to let these large caravans of people enter their country. They must stop them at their northern border, which they can do because their border laws work, not allow them to pass through a dark country, which has no effective border laws. Congress must immediately pass border legislation, use the nuclear option if necessary, to stop the massive inflow of drugs and people. Border patrol agents and ICE are great, but the weak Democratic laws don't allow them to do their job. Act now, Congress. Our country is being stolen. DACA is dead because the Democrats don't care or act, and now everyone wants to get onto the DACA bandwagon. It no longer works. Must build the wall and secure our borders with proper border legislation. Democrats want no borders, hence drugs and crime. Mexico is making a fortune on NAFTA. They have very strong border laws. Ours are pathetic. With all the money they make from the U.S., hopefully they will stop people from coming through their country and into ours. At least the Congress changes our immigration laws. These are all Trump tweets, all of these separate little tweets. Then Trump says Mexico has the absolute power not to let these large caravans of people enter their country. They must stop them at their northern border, which they can do because their border laws work, not allow them to pass through into our country, which has no effective border laws. And then Trump says DACA is dead because the Democrats didn't care act. Now everyone wants onto the DACA bandwagon. It no longer works. So all things considered, Trump talks a great ball game. We all know that. That's why he's president of the United States. All of us love what he said. But does he actually, you know, do a good ball game is the question. In other words, what has he done so far to get us, to get these laws changed or to get us the wall? I know he's trying pretty hard, but it's not happening. And so talking a good ball game won't work. Someone's got to change these laws. Democrats block border security fixes, say White House officials. The president has talked about fixing these border issues since the day he declared his candidacy. There is only one group of people in Congress which is trying to prevent this from happening, and that is congressional Democrats in the House and Senate. I beg to differ a little. This is a senior White House official talking. I would say there's plenty of establishment Republicans who don't want the wall, and that's clear. Look at the new omnibus bill. What are you talking about? Republican Paul Ryan and Republican Mitch McConnell in the Senate, they got together to make sure that there was no border wall in this, no funding for it, and even a special clause that said Trump couldn't build the border wall. It's Republicans who fought with Democrats side by side to screw over Trump and all of us who voted for him. 63 million of us voted Republican, and the Republican Party doesn't like us and care about us, doesn't care what we think. So are the Democrats bad guys? Yeah, but there's plenty of Republicans assisting. You know, it's like hockey. Someone scores a goal, and then the other guy gets an assist, right? Well, the Republicans are assisting the Democrats who are scoring the goals. So the Democrats' refusal to fill the well-understood loopholes can only be construed as favoring large amounts of illegal immigration in the future, as the new official plank of the Democratic Party, a White House official said. Yeah, well, of course. They need this to win elections. But the question is, why do Republicans go along with it? That's the million-dollar question. Hundreds of thousands of unskilled migrants have used those loopholes to overwhelm border controls. This is Barack Obama's plan. This is Cloward Piven. This is overwhelm the system. Except this is a brilliant update, folks. The original Cloward Piven was taught at Columbia University when I was a student there alongside my classmate Barack Obama. And it was overwhelm the system with people on welfare until the government collapses and all the capitalists lose their money and the whole world depends on government. This is the new updated way to do it with illegal immigrants pouring across the border. War now.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.